Welcome to Courtside, everyone, a discussion of the post-election litigation brought by Donald Trump. It's day 43 after the election, and the waste of time goes on and on and on. I want to begin by thanking you. Since yesterday, I received the most amazing outpouring of support for Courtside and what I'm trying to do, and your words mean more to me than I know how to express. And even more than that, I suggested yesterday that if you want to do something for Courtside, just do something kind for a health worker, cookies, anything. And I plan today to actually suggest that in addition to healthcare workers, food banks are really important to support. At this point in America, one out of every four kids is food insecure tonight. And I got ahead of myself a little bit in the comments last night, and already you all have stepped up. So here's how it went down. Someone named Phoebe Doesn't Know suggested donating to food banks. And I said, exactamundo, that's what I was gonna say the next day. And right away, people stepped up. Someone named Joyce Purr donated $1,000 to the Cincinnati Free Store Food Bank. Wow, I mean, it's just awesome. Please keep those gifts coming. We have the power to do so much good at a time when our country needs it. Okay, back to reality. Trump continues to not believe in gravity. He just retweeted Senator Rand Paul, who said, quote, the fraud happened. The election in many ways was stolen. And crazy Uncle Trump also tweeted, quote, massive fraud took place with machines, people voting from out of state, illegals, dead peoples, no signatures, and so much more. He's tried all of these garbage claims in court and lost and lost and lost. The litigation count stands at one out of 60 cases that Trump has won. That one didn't buy him a single vote. There are almost like no more cases left for Trump to lose at this point. But he's soldiering on. The Kraken lawyer, Sidney Powell, filed an incomprehensible emergency petition to the Supreme Court of the United States today. I think my reading comprehension is pretty good. I stared at it for a long time. I couldn't even understand a single sentence of it. Meanwhile, the city of Detroit asked for sanctions on Sidney Powell for filing one of these Kraken lawsuits. The city called it a frivolous and abuse of the democratic process. They're trying to stop her from practicing in court. And they say, if you continue with your appeal, Sidney Powell, you should post a $100,000 bond. Now, sadly, we haven't heard from Rudy Giuliani recently. It's not because of COVID. Remember, he got special access to the monoclonal antibodies that virtually no one else can get in America. And Rudy got some good news today. His son, Andrew, was appointed to the National Holocaust Memorial Commission by President Trump. I have no idea what young Andrew's qualifications are to be on this presidential memorial commission, but if he starts thinking about Holocaust memorials, he could start with his father. After all, Rudy Giuliani, who's Catholic, last year said that, quote, he was more of a Jew than George Soros. George Soros survived the Holocaust. Now, for tonight's program, the question I get from you more than any other is, why is Trump doing this in terms of the election? Is he that delusional? Does he have some angle? My answer, yes. Yes, he's obviously delusional. When you surround yourself with yes people and fire anyone who disagrees, reality gets bent. That's why when I was in the government, like, my number one thing was promote people who disagreed with me. Because once you have power, it's so easy to mutually reinforce it. But it's more than that for Trump. It's looking like a con. And I got the receipts. I did some investigative sleuthing. So a few months ago, one of the Trumpistas thought it would be funny to add me to the Donald Trump email fundraising list. And it's been awesome. Every day I get messages purporting to be from Donald Trump that say things like, this is today's message. And it says, the subject is, I signed a hat just for you. And then it says, don't share this with anyone, which of course I'm about to share with all of you. And he says, I signed one of our iconic Make America Great hats and I want you to have it. I just have to give him some money. And yesterday I got another one that said, a present for you from Donald Trump. Again, it said, don't share, which of course I'm doing. It says, you've always been a top supporter of our movement. So when I saw a beautiful new 2020 Christmas Trump ornaments, I knew you needed to have one immediately. And the picture is cut off, but oh my God. I love Christmas ornaments, not this one. But I also get the ones that he sends about election fraud and donating to that. So, for example, I just got this one recently, and it's from Donald Trump, and it's called, the subject is the election, and it says, "This may be the most important email I ever send you. Please contribute any amount right now to fight for the integrity of our election." And he always says that your contributions will get matched 11 times or something. So if you give $250, it'll be worth $2,750. I severely doubt any of that. It sounds like Trump, you know, salesman's tactics. But here's the really important thing. If you click on that and you ask to donate, then you get some fine print. And the fine print is quite amazing. It says 75% of each contribution first to Save America, up to $5,000, then to DJTP's recount account, up to a maximum of $2,800, then 25% of each contribution to the RNC's operating account, to a maximum of $35,500. Okay, so here's what this means, I think, and anyone can correct me if I'm wrong, but if I'm someone who donates $45 or $4,000 or $5,000, not a penny of it goes to actually the recount. 75% of it goes to Trump's personal political action committee, and 25% goes to the RNC, the Republican National Committee. Zero goes to the election. You have to give more than $5,000. And then you can give $2,800, from $5,001 to $2,800 more than that. But then if you give any more than that, it goes back to the RNC. It doesn't go to the fighting the election fraud. So this is really, you know, a way for Trump to basically make some money, and his political action commission to make some money. And by the way, it's the same thing with the Georgia Election Fund, and this was reported by CBS yesterday. Trump is out there saying, we need to fight for the Senate, to hold the Senate in these two Georgian seats. Same thing. You know, if you donate to that, if you click on that link, 75% goes to Trump, 25% to the RNC, but nothing evidently to the two people who are running as Republican candidates, as best I can tell, and as it looks like as best as CBS can tell. This is a scam through and through, at least it appears that way. So when you ask yourself, why is Trump filing all these totally frivolous lawsuits? One answer, it lines his pockets and his political action commission's profits as well. So that's tonight. And if you're looking for something to do, Lin-Manuel Miranda and Pearl Jam are doing a show tonight. Eddie Vedder grew up right near me. You can guess who was the cool one of us two. Anyway, that's at 8:30 tonight. Google it. I will see you tomorrow.